So grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. For a prayer before we begin, I'm going to go back to that prayer that we had as the prayer of the day. It's based on a prayer number 198 in the 7th century Gregorian Sacramentary. And it sets us next to the builder and the king. They were mentioned in our gospel reading. Counting the cost and plans, getting all the plans together, whether they had enough to finish the building or enough to wage war against opponent. And just as they seek to conduct their work wisely, so we look to the God to direct our own way to the cross. Here's that prayer again. I'll share that prayer as we begin. Direct us, O Lord God, in all of our doings with your continual help, that in all our works, begun, continued, and ended in you, we may glorify your holy name, and finally, by your mercy, bring us to everlasting life, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for this time, for your presence with us. Help us to hear and see and know of your gracious love that invites us always and helps us to choose life. In Jesus' name, amen. So I wonder, have you ever looked up the word sacrifice in the dictionary to get the actual meaning of the verb sacrifice? One dictionary says, sacrifice, to surrender or give up for the sake of something else. Another way of saying it is to give up something of value for something that's deemed more valuable. And yes, we admire those who make sacrifices, Olympic athletes, firefighters, women and men serving in the military, among so many other ways that that happens. And yet all of us, at some time or another, we make sacrifices. On this Father's Day, we're thankful for fathers. For fathers, and yes, mothers too, who share life and time with their children, with all the family, and in their personal relationships. Everything that is so challenging in our world today, fast-paced world, I'm still learning what that's all about as a father, grandfather, husband, what it means, all that, to give up something of value for something that is of more value. Young people make sacrifices to finish schooling, to secure a career, to contribute to the well-being of society as well as for family and for self. And some folks limit discretionary spending to save for a down payment on a home. Not so easy nowadays. And not only do we make these sacrifices, we do so with a sense of joy and a purpose for something that is more valuable, that is more important than other things that go on. Sometimes sacrifices lead to less life, sometimes even to death. And our readings today point out the sacrifices. Moses urges his people to choose life by loving the Lord their God, walking in God's ways, observing, that is, obeying his commandments, holding fast to God. And such life really begins with sacrifice, with a death. Death to following the false gods of all their peers in the surrounding areas and communities around them. Death to all that tempts them away from a full-hearted reliance upon the God of their ancestors, the one who liberated them from captivity in Egypt and leads them to a land of promise. Yet first there's a death that to all that distracts them from God. A death to all those things that distract them from life in relationship with God. Die to the surrounding temptations of the culture and choose life. Similar to the message in our psalm that is appointed for today, we didn't read that, but I encourage you to Psalm 1, the first hymn book, first hymn in the Evangelical Lutheran Worship. It's a new worship book in the United States that I've used from 2006. Psalm 1. Blesses one who stands and follows the way of God. You get to read about that. I thought it was all about us and who sits in God's ways, doesn't sit in the ways and walk in the ways of those who scoff at God or disrespect or, you know, all those kinds of things. Psalm 1. It's not about us as individuals. It's blessed is the one who walks in the way of God. In a recent devotion, if you would get those on your computer or whatever, a devotion, the author of the devotional said, we read that as Jesus. Psalm 1, it's a good psalm, great to hear. But that's the way it is. God stands ready. God stands ready to shape a new future for us as we choose the path of faithful obedience. The path of faithful obedience. And we see this value of sacrifice also in Paul's letter to Philemon, whom Paul loves and leads. Paul urges Philemon to sacrifice, that is, to forego his right to punish his runaway slave, Onesimus. And instead he asks Philemon to receive Onesimus just as he would welcome Paul himself. The challenge of this text, of course, is that it assumes the legitimacy of slavery. Yet there's a biblical scholar who notes that Paul's primary focus isn't on the institution of slavery, but on the power of the gospel to transform human relationships and bring about reconciliation, a restoration of relationship. And Paul calls Philemon, as a follower of Jesus, to die to the idea of slavery, of human trafficking, to sacrifice, to die to the surrounding temptations and worldly categories of free or slave. And certainly this is a powerful message for today, amid all kinds of human trafficking. Choosing life begins with a death, with death. Choosing not what I want to do, rather it's all about choosing life and relationship in and through God. And Jesus continues this message of sacrifice, a death in our gospel today, of a death in the gospel today. And I just mentioned that prayer about the builder and the king who count the cost, and that we are asking God to direct our ways, that we might be aware of the great cost. And Luke has this Jesus demanding what is very challenging and confusing for us, a demand to hate father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, and yes, even life itself. Hate here refers to this method of speech called hyperbole, exaggeration. Hate refers to this giving up of all things we value, focusing on all that God values and Jesus values. Life and relationship with all people, caring for all those in need, even those whose lives are treated as if they really don't matter at all. Remember, even in Jesus' dying breaths, you know the story, Jesus makes one more unlikely friend in the thief that's hanging on the cross nearby. The thief who asks to be remembered in Jesus' kingdom. Amazing request at such a time. And that, says Luke, is loving God and walking in God's ways. Discipleship, all about following Jesus, demands nothing less than all that we have. Such faithfulness involves sacrifice, a death to the old ways, the old nature, which opens the way to new and abundant life. And yes, it's costly. The faith we confess and proclaim begins with the death of Jesus. Without his death, the resurrection means nothing, and we have no footing at all. We wouldn't be here. To be a disciple of Jesus is to be one who follows Jesus, the one who follows in the pattern of the one who leads. And Jesus leads precisely to the cross. And Jesus invites us and calls us to take up our cross and follow. When Jesus talks of taking up the cross, he isn't inviting any kind of meaningless sacrifice. He's not inviting any kind of doormat discipleship. Nor is he inviting us to be a kind of it's kind of a crazy word, but whiny Christian. As in such statements like, oh, that's just my cross to bear, whether it's something that is causing us distress or whatever it is in life. That's my cross to bear. No, Jesus is inviting us and calling us to a full-bodied Christian faith that stands over and against all those things that are often presented to us as life by the culture we live in. And that is, Jesus invites us to the kind of abundant life that is discovered only as we, as you, give yourself away, as we, as the body of Christ, give ourselves away. And the problem then is on our own, even if we might be willing or how much we might try, we are not able to give ourselves away. We can't do it. The law reminds us that we are incapable of such commitment. Been that way ever since Adam and Eve, created by God, chosen by God. Adam and Eve's story really isn't some story about Adam and Eve. It's a story about you and me, us, our lives. It's impossible to give everything for us. Yet God continues to make the impossible possible. Jesus shows us the way. He makes his own sacrifice. Jesus takes up the cross to demonstrate God's love for us and for all people. When we see Jesus on the cross, and when we hear of his resurrection, it's God's demonstration of love for us and for every person. Note carefully, Jesus goes to the cross to demonstrate God's love. Jesus doesn't die on the cross to make God more loving. God has always been and always will be the God who is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. And Moses, when Moses calls and encourages people to choose life, life isn't just about the extension of days. Real life is loving, obeying, cleaving to the Lord. And instead of pursuing the ways of idolatry, life isn't about clinging to possessions or power or control. Life is living in relationship with the God who chooses you. Again, Jesus goes to the cross and resurrection to demonstrate and assure us of God's love and forgiveness, so that whether we're confused or overwhelmed or unclear, or we just simply choose badly, the promise and the gift of fullness of life is always there before us. The promise of God's unconditional love, which welcomes, calls us, and frees us, and gives us the courage to choose life. today in a little bit here, right after another song, we're invited to affirm our baptism. Yes, baptism is that which is a washing, a dying, a death of the old nature, so that new and abundant life will arise. For God in Jesus, by the power of the Spirit, has already chosen us, has already chosen us. In a sacrifice that leads to life. God is the one who says, I love you, I've chosen you, you are mine, I'm with you. I'm with you always. There's a favorite book of mine. It's called Justification by Faith, A Matter of Death and Life. That's what baptism's about. A washing away the old and a welcoming to the new. Today and every day, we're invited to choose life, remembering all that it all begins with the death, Jesus' death and resurrection. And all who follow this Jesus have life that is really life, loving and serving God and others. That's the gift, choosing life. All about God, all about Jesus for us and for all people. Thanks be to God. Amen.